Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Catholic Singles. Every day, hundreds of Catholic singles join CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love. Breadbox Media listeners get 20% off by using the promo code BREADBOX when they register. Come be our next success story at CatholicSingles.com. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. This is your home for shared stories of hope, perseverance, will, and inspiration. Join us today as we share another story that brings to life the underlying beat of our lives. Consider us your virtual friends. Let's get inspired.
Welcome to the Will Within podcast. My name is Regina Pontus, and today I get the chance to interview Faith and Family Films founder. His name is Joe Roche. I hope I said that correct. I crucify names. But he does a wonderful service. He brings churches together with movies, Christian movies, and he goes all over Vermont and New Hampshire. So without any further ado, I want to give you my conversation with Joe. Well, welcome, Joe. I'm very excited to have you here today because I think you're doing a wonderful ministry, and I'd love you to explain it further, and we can talk about some other exciting movies that are coming up and your efforts that are coming up. So welcome.
Well, thank you, Regina. Faith and Family Films, we've been doing this for almost 13 years. We show movies in churches. We almost like a movie theater, book a film to show it in a church. We pay all the licensing fees, so the church doesn't have to pay anything. We don't charge for people to come. We do sell concession.
Wow, how do you get the funding for this?
Through donations.
Really?
We've been completely through donations for the last almost 13 years.
And what made you decide to start this venture?
Well, I had a pastor in Concord, New Hampshire, who knew I loved movies. You know, my wife would tell you our house looks like a Blockbuster video. And he said, see how we could show movies in the church if we can. So we started in June of 2007 with a movie by a little-known company at the time called PureFlix and their first film called The Wager with Randy Travis.
Interesting. They're very popular now. Very big, very big.
They are. We like to say we grew up together, kind
mm-hmm,
of.
Mm-hmm. So tell me, what is the kind of movies that you actually show and what ratings will you obviously stay away from? I'm guessing obviously R, but how far up will you go for those kind of ratings for the movies?
Well, ratings, we've shown R-rated movies. The Passion of Christ is rated R, and so is Unplanned.
That's right. I forgot about that.
They are both rated R, so you know, it's the content of the movie. We really don't care about the rating. Like with Unplanned, when they gave it an R, well, that means the MPAA agreed that abortion was violent because they gave it a rating for violence.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So
that was actually our largest, we showed Unplanned in more places than any other film in the last 13 years.
That was actually the question I was going to ask. You answered it before I asked. Well, and the reception was amazing. Did you just do it in Vermont or do you also go outside of Vermont?
We typically operate in Vermont and New Hampshire.
And the parishes are usually Protestant in nature?
Most of them are. With Unplanned, it was the first time we were in Catholic churches across Vermont and mostly in New Hampshire.
That would be exciting to do faith-based initiatives with other faiths, you know, and show the movies, like you said, crossover and do one show unplanned.
We cross denominations constantly. It's not a problem.
Oh, that's wonderful.
We showed The Case for Christ at the Joseph Smith Memorial birth site, which is the Mormons. When they called and asked me to show The Case for Christ, I said, how soon do you want me there?
So you consider this, it's a full-time gig for you.
Yes. Well, I have to watch all these movies, too. It's a horrible job to have, I guess.
I know. Some of them might be very horrible.
I will say some movies really are bad, though.
So what feedback have you received in general? Everybody usually walks away very interested and happy. And do you have repeat customers that come in and want to see the movies?
Oh, yeah. We have people that follow us around. They're like groupies.
That's kind of cool.
So we could have somebody that shows up to a showing, say, up near Burlington, Vermont, but they'll also show up down in New Hampshire, which is quite a span to go to just go to a movie.
Right. Seriously. I mean, if you can't find a good movie down the street, that's really sad. Isn't it sad that you have to travel?
Over here in Vermont, you're not finding very many faith-based films at all.
What is the demographic there? I know it's the Catholic Church has gone down. It's small. But what is the faith base in Vermont in general?
It's very low. I caught a high school teacher actually telling the kids that the Constitution said they had a freedom from religion until I went to a table and got a pocket Constitution and corrected her, which, of course, she didn't like that very much.
But, oh, my God. I can actually believe that they were teaching that.
Yeah, Vermont is almost like another country.
Oh, my God. It sounds like Delivery DI is right next to you, but I mean, it sounds like they're that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So tell me actually about the process of selecting the movies and how you contact the producers and how you say you don't set fees, but like you said, you do all just funding online, like by your website or just by people that show up and want to do any kinds of donations.
We do accept donations at the shows. But we don't want somebody not to come because they can't afford it. We've always done it this way. And I will say over the almost after last year, which would have ended our 12th year because we started in June. So the end of December last year was the first year that we were in the black.
Wow, really?
So this has been a huge labor of love for us. Me and my wife have been putting our own money into it for 12 years.
Well, it's a mission, and you're showing your devotion to God and calling that you were meant to do, which is beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, when we go to people, they're shocked because we go to some of the bigger companies and they're like, well, Vermont has plenty of Christian stuff. I'm like, no. Mm-hmm. We're lucky to get some films to play here. A lot of times I am the first place in Vermont that shows a Christian film.
What movies have been denied?
Up here in Vermont?
Yeah. Like in general, like movie theaters like refuse to show. Did they refuse to show unplanned?
No, we got one theater to show unplanned. And then after the two week opening period the theaters have, the third week a couple more picked it up. So we pushed to get it in the one theater we knew would take it here in Vermont, which is up in Essex, up near Burlington. So we pushed to get that one here. But then again, that goes with my knowing the people at PureFlix.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So
Have you found that doing LinkedIn with a lot of people has helped you to garner more people that are interested in using your program?
Yeah, because the churches, obviously pastors talk to each other.
Yeah.
So between all the churches, yeah, we get more people that call us up. We have some people that do, you know, three or four shows a year, some that do them every month. So
I know I'm going off the big beaten track, but I want to ask you a question. I loved The Passion of the Christ. What was your impressions of that movie?
The first time, well, I had seen, I love the movie. And we actually brought it into a prison to show it.
Wow. What was the reception?
And the reception was, they kind of thought it was a joke at the beginning, but when they left quiet, heads hanging, and actually some of them with tears.
So
it was very, very impactful.
And what do you think was the most striking?
That was over in New Hampshire.
That was in New Hampshire. Interesting.
That was in New Hampshire.
What do you think made the biggest?
The biggest reaction was actually probably the whipping. You could actually hear the grimacing when the one part when they ripped skin right off of his side.
Oh my God!
So they grimaced big at that one.
Oh my God! I can see that. you must be excited now because they're going to making a sequel, right? Do you know anything about
it? Yes, they are making a sequel.
Tell me about that.
It's very tight-lipped on that one. As far as I know, it's in production. But then I've heard some that say it's going to be in production in spring or the summer. So, but it's supposed to be out by the end of this year or next spring.
Is it based on a Road to Emmaus concept where Christ is already?
It's based on the Ascension. So.
The Ascension, the Road to Emmaus.
How far Mel Gibson's going to go with it? I don't know. Like I said, it's been very tight-lipped on it. Oh, I still believe it'll probably be one of the bigger ones this year.
Yeah.
Which is the Irwin Brothers.
Will interest you?
Will interest me to show this year?
No, well, it's coming out that you want to see.
Oh, that I want to see? Oh.
You want to see them all.
I mean, I still believe we'll be out. A lot of those type of films I get to see beforehand anyway. Although, even if I did, I couldn't tell you about it because of the non-disclosure form. But,
right, that's true.
And a lot of them, I still go see them in the theater because I support it in the theater as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I will bring people with me if they want to go.
That's very generous of you. That's extremely generous of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's an hour and 20 minutes to the one theater from where I am to the one theater that would show it, so any of these films. Mm. So, I still believe.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. How is the God Is Not Dead franchise going for you?
Well, part one was really good. Part two was, it was good, but not great. And part three, as far as I'm concerned, was the best, but did the lowest at the box office.
Yeah, they're the ones that did unplanned. Well.
Yeah, but I think the problem with part three is you had four or five Christian films all come out at once. You had I Can Only Imagine came out, and then you had Paul came out, and then God's Not Dead 3. This is one week after another, and then you had I can't remember the name of the movie. I can picture it. It was a volleyball film that came out the week after that. So
give me your top 10.
Top 10
films?
You've
been doing this for a number of years. Give me your top 10 that you like the best.
Oh, what I like the best? I love a movie called Time Changer. And
tell
a film
about
called
that.
Time Changer. It takes place in the 1800s. And the basis of the story is one of the professors at a college writes a book. And he believes that teaching good morals apart from Christ's name is okay. And one professor says, no, that's not okay. And he actually gets sent into the future, our time frame, maybe 10 years ago, let's say 10, 20 years ago. But he gets sent into the future to see what it looks like saying morals are good apart from God's name. And he changes his mind.
When did that come
out? Oh, somewhere in, I want to say the 90s, early 2000s.
Okay.
I don't have it right here in front of me, so I don't know the exact date, but. Other than that, you got Joshua, which was basically Christ returning.
I loved those books.
To Earth, yeah. It was great. And actually, the priest that wrote it, I believe lives right over the border in New York.
Oh, he's still alive. Oh,
or
I
lived.
He passed. Oh, wow.
He might have. He may have passed. That's what I said, or lived.
The concept of those movies. Tell people about the concept of that movie. I love it.
Joshua, Jesus returns to Earth. He helps rebuild the Baptist church. He kind of goes against the Catholic priest a little bit because the Catholic priest is all into himself. And eventually they all end up in Rome at the end with the Pope, with Joshua telling the Pope that, you know who I am. Keep spreading my word.
Yeah, it was a fascinating read. It was an absolute fact. And every faith-based thought that he belonged to them because of the images that he was carving because he was a carpenter.
Right.
He would make statues and stuff for every different church. And they'd say, oh, no, he belonged to us. Oh, no, he belonged to us. Oh, no, he means this. And by the end of the book, you were fascinated with what was happening. And like you said, at the end, the church has to acknowledge. They're like, who are you? And he said, I am who I am. And that was the whole big thing.
In the movie, I believe it is, you know who I am.
Oh, okay.
So. Because he calls the Pope Peter.
Right.
At the end.
Exactly. Yes, so. I love
it. But it's a great movie, and we've showed it cross-denominational. It doesn't matter if it was made by a Catholic priest. Same thing, there's a lot of movies that are made by Mormon directors that are good for any church.
Right.
It, it,
well, it's
you know,
all the same message
they're not getting into the Book of Mormon, so it's it's fine.
Right. No, I understand completely.
Yeah.
And I concur with you. The basic premise of the movies are foundational to everything we fundamentally believe in, regardless of whether you're Protestant or Catholic.
Yeah. Or you're Baptist or you're...
Well, that's what I mean. Fundamental.
Faith assembly or, right, you know, exactly. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And actually, some people are surprised that I cross denominational so easy.
How is your relationship right now with the Catholic Church, with Bishop Coyne?
I've never met him. I have talked to him online. I've talked to his secretary, but I've never met him. Faith and Family Films is part of the Ecumenical Society, but it seems like every time he's there, we're not.
So, two ships crossing in the night, as they say.
Yeah, we've never actually met face to face. So
that's so funny. Well, you get the same game plan, so at least you're on the same team.
Right.
With respect to what you're doing, do you find other people throughout the country are doing this similar thing, or have you been able to collaborate with them?
There are a few. We helped start one in Florida.
How's that going?
As far as I know, it's going well. I haven't talked to them in a few years, but I know they're still going. So they actually called me originally and wanted us to come down to the church. And I said, well, to fly us down there and everything and put us up in a hotel, why don't I just tell you how to do it and be much easier for you and much cheaper? So, yeah, they're still going well. I know there's one in New York. There's one in Illinois, I believe it is. And there's one in Texas.
Well, wow,
PureFlix said, PureFlix has told us we are the largest.
Oh, really? Now, see, you don't hear from one with the largest anything, really? So this is great. You are the largest.
Yep, that's what they have told us. We are the largest film ministry in the nation, if not the world. Of course, PureFlix doesn't necessarily know what's going on in Pakistan. You know?
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I'm very impressed with PureFlix, to be honest with you. And now that they're streaming stuff, it makes it so much easier as well.
Yeah.
So I really like that offering, their product offering.
Yeah. The problem with streaming is going into a church to show them, we still need the DVD. So.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. And now we're running a, just popped out of my mind there.
Do you have meetings that you usually have after that? You talk with each other about what you just saw and have a little worship together? Or?
Sometimes they do. Not always.
They just want to see the flick and just have a little coffee hour afterwards.
Yep.
I like that concept. I really do.
Yeah. So, but then we have a film festival. That's what I was going to say. In October now. It started last year.
It's a two-day
festival. Last year we did it both days at my home church. This year we're going to do it Friday at one church, Saturday at another.
I like it.
Well, Saturday's at my home church, Friday's at another. And
how many movies will you show?
Last year I think we got close to 30 because we show two screens at a time. From like 11 in the morning until the last movie usually starts around 9. So it's over by 11. So you got 12 hours of movies on two screens.
12 hours. So let me tell you something. With that Christian Film Festival, you're obviously going to need a lot of backers for that. So we want anybody that's paying attention to this to make sure that you contribute to Joe's efforts. So tell us, Joe, how do people contribute to you and your organization?
There's two ways to do it. The best way is just to send a check to Faith and Family Films at P.O. Box 91, Randolph, Vermont, 05060. And the second way is through PayPal, which can be done. Our PayPal address is, and this is all spelled out, which I wish I didn't do it this way, but I did. It's Faith and Family Films, and then the year 2012 at yahoo.com. That's our PayPal address.
Okay. And your website is www.faithandfamilyfilms.net, right?
Yeah, that is, but I will be honest, I rarely update it. So we always tell people to go to Facebook.
So that's the predominant place where you head now?
Yeah, Facebook is the best place to go to see what we're doing, how we're doing it.
How many people engage in that? You see
on
a lot
Facebook?
Of activity on Facebook?
Oh, we have 179,000 people from around the world on that page.
That's exciting. Oh, how exciting.
So they're all, I mean, we get people from overseas all the time asking us, hey, can you send us this film? Well, I could, but it won't play in your country.
Right. You don't have the PAL system. We're still trying to figure out how that works, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we have some we have films that will play overseas. We have, you know, the ones that are called zero, zero zoned, which we can send, but that mostly comes through Vision Video. There's not many that will come from the major studios that aren't locked to a certain country.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad your wife is so supportive of you doing this. Tell me about
her family.
I mean, do they also help you with this process or?
Say that again. Sorry.
I said, do the rest of your family help you with this process as well?
The family's spread out across the United States now, so as much.
We
all
kind
of spread out everywhere. Yeah.
Start a Wisconsin branch.
We've kind of thought about doing the, you know, kind of quote-unquote franchise thing, but we're not too sure how well that would work.
What do you envision for the next year or so moving forward?
Well, what we would love to do, and people have asked us to do this, but it's very expensive to do, is we've been asked again this year, was to show a film in the park in the summer. But that calls for having a much stronger projector than we have and having a blow-up screen. Other than that, we have everything else we need. It's just those two things we need to have to be able to show a movie outdoors. And, of course, the licensing fee for an outdoor show is much higher.
Have you ever considered doing a Kickstarter program for moving to that kind of?
Yeah, Kickstarter has never done anything for us. None of those sites have ever done.
Like GoFundMe, never and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we've done GoFundMe. We've done Gift to You. None of them do anything.
What about Patreon?
I don't know about that one.
Okay, yeah. That'll be
one I'll have to look at.
Yeah, I would look into that, to offering different people different tier levels of if they want to contribute monthly to your efforts. And then they can have, you know, Facebook correspondence with you and some other correspondence or free ticket to X amount of movies, you know what I mean? Or
well, our movies
whatever,
are free.
Whatever.
That's where that comes.
No,
yeah,
merchandise or something like that we wanted to give out. Yeah. Free. Because, yeah, I mean, you could develop a merch store as well. Let's start trying to generate some revenue that way.
Well, we sell DVDs. We sell DVDs at our shows.
I was talking about more like hats, shirts, you know, that kind of thing. The merch.
We have shirts too.
Oh, you do? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen any examples, so that'd be nice to see.
Yeah, we have them. We just have them at our shows for the most part.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let my listeners know about? Because I do think you have a wonderful product offering.
Not that I can think of. I mean, the biggest thing is we are operating in the least religious part of the United States. And Vermont is actually proud of that. They are the least religious state in the nation.
It's pushing the rock uphill.
It is.
It definitely
and,
is pushing the rock uphill.
You know, when I reconnected with my wife now, because we dated when we were kids, I moved from New Hampshire, which is much more Christian than Vermont. I moved to Vermont, and I think, you know, God sent me here for a reason. And we've just continued.
Well, I'm glad you could make this into a full-time venture for yourself.
Yeah. Sometimes it's fun. You know, with the film festival, sometimes it's... Sometimes you get some movies and you go, all right, you saw the word Christian in there. Why would you think I would even think of this movie?
How do you think the acting has been? Because some of the movies are horrible, to be honest with you. The acting is really subpar. But how do you think that it's been coming along? Do you think more and more people are buying into it? Because I know I used to work in entertainment television back in the day, way back in the day. And there wasn't that many people that were really... fond, but there was a policy center that created some wonderful movies and TV shows that people could participate in. Martin Sheen was one of the ones that was one of the biggest actors.
Mm-hmm.
And that was exciting, but it's kind of ventured off from that. You know, once that priest passed away, then it kind of fell to the wayside. So I'm hoping people like what you're doing pick up better, but they also have more actors that are willing to participate in this process.
Well, we got some good actors that do it. You know, you got Kevin Sorbo, which does quite a few films.
Yep, yep.
You got...
Jim Caviezel.
Yep. I'm trying to think of... Superman is the only thing that's popping into my head right now.
Dean
Cain, yes.
Right. Yeah, the Gosnell movie, I haven't seen all the way through because I was, like, getting physically sick. I was like, I have to stop watching this right now. It's overwhelming. Yeah. When you looked at it. And it wasn't coming from the Christian quote-unquote perspective either. It wasn't like trying to push it. He said it was coming from just how horrific this man was in the process that he did. It wasn't that it was tiding abortions or anti-abortion movie. It was, it was really interesting. Well, Joe, this has been a great conversation. I know it's quick, and I apologize for being, for holding you up, because I know you had things you said you had to do. So I want to thank you so much for talking to me and letting me know about your process and your organization and how people can reach you again. It's a Facebook page, right, that you find is the best way to communicate with you?
Yeah, or they can call our business line, too. We have an office phone number, which is 802-565-8013.
So get out there and support Faith and Family Films, people. We need more of this stuff. We need more Joes.
Yeah, and anybody who wants to start one, they're welcome to call me. I'm more than happy to help them.
Yeah, you got the experience.
Especially if they're too far away. Right. I mean, if somebody wants to fly me to California to show a movie, I don't mind. But
you take up the sun as well. Hey, listen, Matthew says, 18:20, you know, where two or three are gathered in my name together, there I am in the midst of them. So what you're doing is absolutely a wonderful cause, and I really do appreciate you taking the time to talk to me today. And I hope my listeners will avail themselves of your services.
You bet. And I appreciate your time.
God bless. Take care of yourself.
Yep, God bless. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Many thanks to Joe again for participating today and talking with me. Again, he's from Faith and Family Films, and it's based out of Vermont. It's an exciting venture that he's been doing for a number of years. So please be sure to participate. Help him out financially. Maybe you can also participate in the Green Mountain Christian Film Festival that he's participating in, or he's starting, actually. So if you want to go to his website and you want to go to his Facebook page, Faith and Family Films, that'd be a great thing. Look forward to talking to you next week when we have another exciting guest, Zachary Babcock. The guy's story is inspirational. So until then, my virtual friends, be blessed.
Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by... A few minutes each day can change your life during Lent. Ave Maria Press offers booklets for daily devotion, reflection, and more from such best-selling authors as Gary Zemak, Greg Kandra, Father Michael White, and Tom Corcoran, and so many more. Looking for Stations of the Cross booklets or books that are perfect for small groups? We have those too. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LENT20 to get 20% off your order today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Breadbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.